Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Vaccine 411, the latest coronavirus vaccine information for January 19th, 2022. The U.S. quietly launched its website for Americans to request free at-home COVID tests a day early. It's covidtests.gov, and the order form is run by the U.S. Postal Service. You can get 4 at-home tests per residential address. The White House said tests will typically ship within 7 to 12 days of ordering, and they are anticipating a bug or two. The World Health Organization's chief scientist says there is no evidence that healthy children and adolescents need booster doses of COVID vaccine, but that train has already left the station in many countries. Israel is boosting kids as young as 12, and the U.S. FDA has authorized third doses of Pfizer for kids 12 to 15. Last week, Germany became the latest country to recommend that all children 12 to 17 get a booster. Hungary has done the same. If you felt awful after getting vaccinated, a new analysis says you may have been faking it. The study has concluded up to 3/4 of adverse events can be attributed to the opposite of the placebo effect. With placebos, people think they feel better even if they were given a sugar pill instead of a real drug, but this time people who took a placebo thinking it was the real vaccine reported feeling negative side effects from it. Should you try to catch Omicron to get it over with? The director of the Vaccine Education Center at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia gives us 5 reasons not to. 1, it's not a bad cold. It's still a potentially life-threatening disease. 2, you could get long COVID. 3, you could stress the healthcare system. 4, the kid population is still fairly vulnerable and you could infect them. And 5, it's stupid to catch a disease on purpose. And yes, he says, so were chickenpox parties in the old days. Chinese-ruled Hong Kong ordered the killing of 2,000 hamsters yesterday after 11 of them tested positive. There is no evidence domestic animals can infect humans. People who bought hamsters after December 22nd are being ordered to hand over their pet for culling. In the United States, taking into account many states did not report statistics Monday, cases were up 62%, deaths are up 54%, and hospitalizations are up 54% over 14 days. The 7-day average of new cases has been trending down since January 14th. The 5 states that had the most daily deaths per 100,000 are New Mexico, Maryland, Indiana, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. There are now over 24 million active cases in the United States at 24,488,337. The 5 areas with the greatest increase in hospitalizations per capita: Puerto Rico, 143%, Alabama, 134%, the U.S. Virgin Islands, 130%, and Louisiana and California, 120%. The top 10 areas with the highest number of recent cases per capita, according to the New York Times: West Feliciana, Louisiana; Waukesha, Wisconsin; Teton, Wyoming; Dane, Wisconsin; Covington, Mississippi; Tom Green, Texas; Greensville, Virginia; Milwaukee, Wisconsin; Kodiak Island Borough, Alaska; and Yazoo, Mississippi. There have been at least 853,951 deaths in the U.S. recorded as COVID-related. The top 3 vaccinating states by percentage of population that's been fully vaccinated: Vermont at 78.5%, Rhode Island at 77.8%, and Maine at 76.8%. The bottom 3 vaccinating states are Wyoming at 48.2%, Alabama at 48.4%, and Mississippi at 49.1%. The percentage of the U.S. that's been fully vaccinated is 62.8%. Globally, cases were up 81% and deaths up 18% over 14 days, with the 7-day average trending down since January 16th. There are now over 58 million active cases around the world at 58,938,768. The five countries with the most new cases, the United States, 546,714, France, 464,769, India, 277,740, Italy, 228,179, and Brazil, 132,254. There have been 5,553,993 deaths reported as COVID-related worldwide. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Vaccine 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Vaccine 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.